This is Jackie from the Educating All Learners Alliance, and today we're speaking to Kathy Hoffman, the Executive Director of Innovation and Special Education Initiatives at Arizona State University and co-leader behind Project Oasis. Project Oasis, Optimizing Access for Students in Schools, is a learning futures collaborative based in Arizona State University's Mary Lou Fulton Teachers College that is bringing people together to discuss the future of special education. This multidisciplinary group now has over 100 participants from around Arizona. They are examining special education systems and data while establishing partnerships and creating new research projects that are centered around how to ensure all learners, particularly students with special needs, have access to the opportunities they need to have lifelong success. Kathy Hoffman started her career as a teacher and speech-language pathologist working in Arizona public schools before she was elected to be Arizona State Superintendent and leader of the Arizona Department of Education. Last year, Kathy transitioned to Arizona State University, where she is now the Executive Director of Innovation and Special Education Initiatives. Joining us today is Kathy Hoffman. Thanks so much for joining us today, Kathy.
Thank you for having me.
So, Kathy, can you tell us a little bit more about the work that you've been doing with Project Oasis?
Yeah, so Project Oasis just launched recently in August. So the Learning Futures Collaborative is made up of people from all different types of education roles. So from our districts and charters across the state, we have teachers along with special ed teachers, including specialists like speech-language pathologists, also school counselors, people across all the grade spans. So really having good representation of our education field. But then we were also intentional about thinking about other community partners, like bringing in nonprofit leaders, business leaders, public health experts, along with parents and people with disabilities. So this is truly a very comprehensive multidisciplinary group that is informing the work of Project Oasis. And one of the main purposes of having a Learning Futures Collaborative is to have a future-focused question. So again, this is a group examining and thinking about the future of special education, and the way we're framing that work to be a little more focused is asking the question, what would the optimal school system look like in which special education is no longer necessary for all students to be able to thrive and succeed? And even thinking about what would it look like if we no longer needed to label disabilities? So really being even more strengths-focused, knowing that all students, regardless of their abilities, have their own unique strengths and needs in our schools. And broadly speaking, we also know that the status quo of special education systems is not working. When we look at the lifelong outcomes, looking at high school graduation rates, post-secondary attainment, career, and employment data, we know our communities can be doing so much better for our young people along with our adults with special needs. And so that's the work of Project Oasis, is really thinking at the systems levels of how can we make our schools and our communities more inclusive so that all people can thrive.
That's awesome. That's really incredible and important work. And when I was looking into Project Oasis myself, a big question that I had was around, you know, accessibility. So it seems like the goal is really making education accessible. And so the question that came to mind to me was, what is the difference between Project Oasis and following a universal design for learning?
It's very connected because we 100% support the model of universal design for learning, and also looking at the practices of our schools that have more inclusive practices rather than having more specialized or self-contained classroom models, having more opportunities for all students to be learning in the gen ed setting. The main difference is that Project Oasis is kind of like an umbrella of different projects. So the collaborative is informing the work of research projects, along with we're also in the early stages of designing some professional development for the field. Since we are based in the Teachers College, that gives us the opportunity to develop courses or even think about teacher preparation, not just special education teachers, but also gen ed teachers. What supports do they need to make sure that they feel confident and have the tools and capacity that they need to support students with special needs in the gen ed classroom? So it all ties together, and universal design for learning is definitely one of those tools.
That's awesome. And I know, being a former teacher myself, there were often other teachers that I would talk to that would say that they never had any sort of special education training or any, you know, other training in their college that would lead to truly educating all learners, very cookie cutter sort of curriculum. So it's really important that each teacher, whether it's, you know, strictly special ed environment or a general education environment, is getting the tools that they need to be able to provide accessible education for everyone. Can you tell me a little bit about a success story that you might have on hand in this work?
Mm-hmm. One of our first activities that we organized for the collaborative was a school district tour in down in the Vail School District, which is just outside of Tucson, Arizona. And the reason that we wanted to invite this collaborative group to go to the Vail School District is that they are actually nationally known for having such a strong inclusive program across all the way from preschool through high school and even their transition to work program. And so the Vail School District does not have any self-contained classrooms, such as classrooms that are specific to kids for autism or kids with cognitive impairment. And rather, they have been very intentional over the past couple decades to find ways to work with the teachers, with the students, with, you know, they do utilize a lot of paraprofessional support for those students that do need the extra support in the classroom. But it's a district that really goes above and beyond to support students with special needs and ensuring their success in the gen ed setting. And then their data also reflects how well they're doing in this model, because both their gen ed population, the students without disabilities, along with the students with disabilities, are showing tremendous academic growth and success. So they have the data to really back up that their model is working for all students. And so we brought this group. We had nearly 40 people out of the collaborative that made the trip to Tucson to tour a few different parts of their programming, you know, different classrooms, and to see parts of the model in action. And I think for me, the biggest achievement out of this was to show our collaborative members, this is possible, and not just possible, but like, look at their outcomes. They're one of our top districts in the state. And they're about the 15th biggest district in the state. So it's not just happening at one school, it's happening across all their schools and programs. So to really show this is possible provided a lot of inspiration, and this is ongoing collaboration with the Vail School District so that our collaborative members can continue that learning experience and continue to gain the support and even the confidence and technical support that they need to implement similar programs back in their home school communities.
That's wonderful. That really is truly amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. And so now, what does the future look like for Project Oasis? You know, what are some goals or next steps that you have planned out for the upcoming years?
We're currently in the process of launching a couple different research projects, along with planning some other tours for the collaborative to go learn about some other models. But what we're really hoping for the future, even next year and years beyond, is to build our infrastructure and capacity so that this work will hopefully in the near future will extend beyond Arizona. Right now, we're just starting locally here in Arizona because I see that there's so much work to be done even just here in this one state. But I think that this work has the potential to serve more schools and communities and teachers and educators and ultimately, again, all learners across the country. So hopefully it won't take too long for us to get there where we could build out our team and be able to expand on all of our projects.
That's wonderful. And just digging in a little bit deeper there, what does that look like? Does that look like, you know, reaching out to other teacher colleges around the country or specific districts? What does that look like to you?
Yeah, so we want this to be a model of community organizations, including school districts, partnering with our teachers' college to enhance their ability to offer more inclusive practices that are evidence-based. So, for example, we are creating partnerships with districts and asking, what are your research needs? But then we also have our special ed faculty here and doctoral students who have their own research priorities. So by bringing those groups together, we can actually turn around research pretty quickly. And this could look very different depending on the district's needs, but we could leverage the expertise and the analysts you know, having the research capacity of the university to serve school districts, but then we could also build on the collaborative of again, highlighting or showcasing school districts that have successful models, maybe even creating virtual school visit types of tours so that they're more accessible. So there's so many different projects under Project Oasis that I want to expand on, but it's just a matter of building up the team so that we could provide more direct coaching and collaboration and make sure we have the capacity to work with more districts and communities.
That's awesome. It really sounds like there's a lot going on in both and really all aspects of the education sector. So it really sounds like you are all really tapping into all of your resources, and that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, Kathy, how can folks get involved or stay informed with the work that you are doing?
The best way at this time, if you'd like to learn more, become a collaborator. The collaborative is limited to people in Arizona, but we're people are still welcome to join. So the best way to get involved or get connected is just to email me directly. My work email is Katherine, which is katherine.hoffman@asu.edu.
Thank you so much. And I will also be sure to put your email in the show notes as well for folks.
Thank you.
That's it for us today. Thank you so much to Kathy. And to learn more, you can check out their website at rebrand.ly/Project Oasis. I'm Jackie from ELA, and this was a deep dive with Kathy Hoffman discussing the future of special education. Thank you, Kathy.